First person singular. Opinions expressed are those of the commentator. Jason Scores speaks of what we must do.
So here we are, a day before the culmination of the 2020 election season. We are in the midst of a raging pandemic killing hundreds of thousands, with a president who is the de facto leader of a death cult, who hasn't even agreed to a peaceful transition of power. How did it get so bad? How did we fall so far? As I have said on many occasions, white supremacy built this country, and white supremacy is in the process of destroying it. Of course, it's more than that, but the core, the root of all of our dysfunction, comes back to white supremacy. Racism is so ingrained in our culture that most people don't even recognize it. And when a brilliant, charismatic black man named Barack Hussein Obama rose to the presidency, a large vocal minority lost its collective mind. After decades of anti-government propaganda, these angry, resentful groups were easily manipulated into following the most morally abhorrent and manifestly unfit president in U.S. history. And after having been forced to observe Obama's radiant human decency for 8 years, they threw back at him and his supporters the worst human being they could find from the bottom of the barrel as a means to shout, "See, the lowest of white men is better than you." And so here we are, with an opportunity to strongly repudiate the last 4 cruel and nightmarish years, which have not made America great, but brought us to the brink of collapse. Once back in control, Democrats must use every lever of power they have to maximal effect, to expand voting rights, to boost the economy, to usher in an era of 100% clean energy, to end systemic racism in our key institutions, and yes, to expand the federal judiciary after years of right-wing court packing. This is the work of decades, but there is no other path. This is what we must do.
Jason Scores teaches public policy in the Monterey Bay area. For First Person Singular, this is Matilda Rand.